A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 18 through 21. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again, Jesus said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, being a master teacher, uses ordinary, everyday examples and stories to help his disciples understand the nature of the kingdom of God that he is proclaiming. Of course, the disciples have their own ideas of a messianic overthrow of the Roman oppressors and a restoration of David's throne. However, Jesus searches for images that will shift their imaginations and awaken them to a new way of seeing. Thus, Jesus presents 2 brief and familiar parables: the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the yeast. The mustard seed to which Jesus refers is about the size of a pinhead and was one of the smallest known to the people of Galilee. The remarkable phenomenon of these mustard plants is that though they are really herbs grown for their culinary and aromatic qualities, they may grow to be 10 or 12 feet tall with a stem the size of a man's arm. Thus, they become a resting place for the smaller variety of birds. Anyone who has ever baked bread knows the radical difference the yeast makes. When you first knead the yeast into the flour, water, oil, and salt, it is pretty compact. But as the yeast begins to work, the bread rises and multiplies in volume. The imagery of the yeast, which Jesus uses, is even more striking if you note the amount of flour to which the woman adds the yeast. 3 cups of flour is enough to make a loaf of bread large enough to feed 10 or more adults. The 3 measures that the woman uses amounts to 1/2 bushel or more than 30 pounds of flour. That would be enough to make at least 30 large loaves or sufficient bread to feed at least 400 people. Jesus wants his disciples to make the connection. Small beginnings, large endings. The kingdom of God, though small and even unrecognizable at first, will inevitably grow and become great and large. Too often, we, like Jesus' first disciples, can be tempted to give up when we see the tiny, struggling beginnings and think that's all there will be. Who of us has not started something and labored and wondered if what we were doing was really of any use? Here the disciples are traveling with an itinerant carpenter preacher, speaking in villages in a minor Roman province. Certainly this did not appear to be any great, major, significant adventure. But Jesus persists, announcing that the kingdom of God is apparent in the tiniest mustard seed. The power of the kingdom is signified by the apparent invisibility of the yeast. The seeds of the gospel will produce phenomenal growth. The kingdom of God, from small beginnings, will grow to tremendous proportions. The yeast of the word, seemingly invisible, will nourish generations for centuries to come. The gospel writers and Jesus chose these two graphic images of yeast and mustard seed to illustrate God's kingdom because of the innate characteristic of these particular pieces of organic matter to spread dramatically and dominate everything around them. Beginning small, in due time, the abundant yield will come. Thus, for those seeking peace, those seeking healing for the world, those seeking a place, a planet where all can call home, we only need to remember Jesus' teaching. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed,